Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Happy Thursday afternoon, May 7th. Want to just start out with some business update. We are going to have all centers open except for three, and two of those centers are remaining closed. One because we're doing an MRI upgrade, and then the other one is being closed because it's a new center and we're waiting on managed care contracts. So. Really, in the next couple of weeks, we think we're going to have 38 out of our 39 centers open, which is really, really wonderful news. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention from a business standpoint is just how good you guys have done. This week has been a really awesome week. Volumes are increasing. Our safety measures are being followed. It's just really exciting. And today we had a board meeting, an EAMH board meeting, and Paul Sherwood, who many of you know, and some of you may not, but Paul is one of the founders of the company. And he sat back and just listened to the things that you guys have done. And he actually started to tear up. And he was just so moved by what you guys do every day and by the success of what we've been able to accomplish through COVID. And I just think that was really, it was really amazing to hear that from him. So I hope that blesses you today. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is one of our team members yesterday shared a story, and she did say that I could share this today. So she does know that I'm talking about this, but this person from the outside looking in, I've known her for 6 years, and she's so solid. Like she's talented. She's smart. She's creative and innovative and operational. And if you think of somebody that is just well-rounded, you would think of this person. And she just always seems to have it together. And in fact, on the words that I would think of is, you know, she's perfect, or she's excellent, or she's awesome. And those are the kind of the words that I think of when I think of this person. But she shared a story yesterday, and she talked about that she deals with regret, and that it goes away sometimes, but that regret does creep back up. And it's something that she's been dealing with. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you today is that every one of us have these kind of thorns that kind of creep back up in our lives. For me, it's the idea of, I have self-doubt, or I have anxiety, or sometimes even depression. And that creeps back up. And then I go through good times, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, and it hits me. And all of a sudden I have anxiety, or I have self-doubt again, that creeps up and kind of wears me out. And as many of you know, my father, he died from mental health issues, and so that sometimes will get to me too. And, but when I think about these things, like the person that deals with regret, or the person, me dealing with anxiety, and, my father, if he was still alive, kind of what would I say? And here's the truth, the things, like we've been victorious in our past. There's things that all of us have been through in our past that are no longer thorns in our side. And we beat that. And the thing that we currently deal with, although it might seem overwhelming because we're in the middle of it, we're going to beat that too. We are going to be victorious over our current thing that we're dealing with. And the other thing that I would say is that on those days where, the regret, or the anxiety, or the guilt, or the depression, or the whatever it is strong on a given day, to know that a good night's sleep does a lot, does a whole lot for somebody. And tomorrow is a new day. And if tomorrow comes and it attacks and it hits you hard, next week will be a new week. And there's always a new day, and there's always a new week. And we know that because for me, on anxiety, one day I'm feeling a little anxious, and then the next day I feel great. And so I have to remind myself in the days where I'm anxious, or the days I'm down, that tomorrow is a new day and I'm going to feel different. And so I hope that just encourages you, that if you are, like me and like the person that shared, yesterday, that dealing with regret or anxiety. The day will end, tomorrow is new, and it's going to be better. And so I hope that's a blessing. I hope you're encouraged today. Thank you so much for what you guys do. You really are an encouragement. And if you think about it, maybe shoot Paul Sherwood an email and just let him know how much he's loved. We'll live a life of love, guys. Appreciate you. We'll talk soon.